And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go, another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick's on the Shogun right now.
I bet
probably catching yellow right now.
A good time.
Yeah, for sure. Having a good time. And we have a couple great guests here. Captain Aliar Hajinabi from the Player Supreme and Captain Jim Hughes from the Cortez. Talking some fishing on the Cortez as well as the newly renovated Polaris Supreme.
I think I want to be on that first trip.
Oh,
that day and a half trip.
Too cool. Yeah.
This Friday night out of C4th.
This is are you kidding? Great weather,
yeah.
Fishing. I mean, we're just talking about all the fish that are around right now. It's just a matter of time.
So the one lucky caller today could have his or her possibility of going on that trip.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
one lucky caller. Lines have been full because of this, I'm sure, and they want to talk to Aliar and Jim. But 213-432-1090, that's the number we're giving away, like I said, the full-day trip, day and a half, excuse me, on the Polaris Supreme. And another lucky caller is going to win two half-day passes. Or join us on the app. Send a text.
Yeah, send the text. And we've just flooded with texts here, and we're going to get to as many as callers as we can.
It's been a busy show, Pete.
It's been a busy show. So let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Tom. Tom from University City. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Morning, Tom.
Morning.
Can you hear me? Hey.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I was on that trip on the American Angler. I was on the American Angler in the day and a half trip, and I heard the report from Ray. I would just add that there's a lot of tuna out there. They just didn't want to play, so they were moving around, and they were skittish, and it was pretty windy. The boat was rocking and rolling. But Ray is an aggressive fisherman, and he was chasing them, and we had some chances. So, forget the albacore. There's bluefin tuna within day and a half range.
Exactly.
That's going to be the hard switch over.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Did they swim together,
Jim? Just wondering if you can...
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, my question was about the boat. I've ridden on the Searcher, and looking at on the websites of the Polaris Supreme and the Searcher, they seem like they're pretty similar dimensions. I was wondering if you could just provide me a frame of reference in comparison to the Searcher. What's the Polaris Supreme like?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same as the Angler. It's the same hole, right?
Same hole.
Yes.
And
same.
The Royal Star, too, right?
Royal Star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those three boats. So, and the Searcher is a Ditmark Donaldson, a wood boat built. It's a little older, and actually, Polaris Supreme.
All
they're all
aluminum
pool boat yard, pool built
boats.
By Bill Poole's boat yard.
Right.
Yeah, and they're all aluminum.
All aluminum.
Yeah.
Yep.
Twin
same hull.
Two engines.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Two generators.
Yep. We just carry less than the Angler.
Yeah.
We're limited load.
So you only carried maximum
max
of 24.
Max 24, yeah.
That's as many people as you can carry.
And that's because of the larger staterooms.
Exactly.
Yeah, so two to a stateroom, and like you said, a few of them are pretty darn good size.
Yeah, very big.
Royal Star only carries 24.
Yeah.
I think American Angler can take 28, I believe.
More than us, for sure.
Yeah,
because they have
a couple of three-person
staterooms. But, yeah, it's a great boat. I've fished many a day with Tommy aboard the Polaris Supreme and just enjoyed every minute of it. And I would highly recommend it.
And
with Aliar getting on board.
That's what I'm saying. For Aliar taking over a legendary status,
Tommy
and the Polaris Supreme, that's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, really excited.
And I'm sure Tommy's excited to have you on the boat, too. Yeah. We're going to see Tommy sightings on the boat?
He might come on one, yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay.
His hip feels okay.
All right, cool. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A follow-up on that. Hey, there's from text from Tim, and he's just wondering what's on the menu for his next, on his day-and-a-half trip he's going to win.
You mean on the menu from the chef?
Yeah, so what kind of food do you serve?
Well, it's going to be mixed up all the time, you know?
Yeah.
So steak, lamb chops,
oh my god,
pork chops.
Those guys...
they're pretty good.
They can cook, they cook some gourmet meals.
Absolutely.
But you're not going to go hungry on the Polaris.
No, good breakfast. We're going to mix up the breakfast, like biscuits and gravy, fried rice and eggs. So just, and you get two snacks in between meals.
Wow. Wow. So you're going to eat quite well. And that's on the day and a half or on a 3 day or on a 10 day, right?
Same stuff.
Yeah. It's the same menu.
Yep.
Yeah, not the same menu, but the chefs, the amazing thing about the Long Range Chef is they create so many different things, and they're creative chefs, right? And
absolutely.
So the menus change.
Yep.
Not the same old, same
old. It's good for us, too. You know, we're on the boat a lot.
So. Heck, yeah.
Yeah.
Jim knows. He rides the Royal Polaris a lot, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Keep them off the envelope. When they start getting on the envelope, you got to move them.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in those phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. There's a lot of people that lines have been packed. They want to talk. Brian from Wildemar. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Good morning, guys. You got me picked up?
Yeah. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Brian.
All right. You guys kind of already covered my questions. I was going to ask a little bit about the history of the Polaris Supreme. You know, I was always confused by all the different names, whether it was a Polaris Supreme, Royal Polaris, or Royal Star. I was like, there's three different boats with kind of the same names and three different owners. But
has that always been the original name, Jim?
Covered that with that.
Always been the original name.
Yeah.
It was built, you know, when they had a Royal Polaris.
Yeah.
He had the Cape Polaris before that, but after that, then he had built the Polaris Deluxe, and then the Polaris Supreme.
And it's always been the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, that was one thing of Bill's thing, is there was always a Polaris involved.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Any of the boats that Bill had after the Goliath was a Polaris
Supreme. A Polaris boat. Yeah. So Bill originally owned the Polaris Supreme.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow.
A history.
Some serious history. Yeah. Yeah. What year was the boat built?
Thank you very much.
85, right?
85, yeah. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. A text came in, and it's a good question. What type of gear are you recommending on your day and a half coming up Friday? I mean, if somebody wants to go on that day and a half coming up Friday on the Polaris Supreme, what are you going to bring?
I'd just say 30 to 100 pound.
Okay.
Things are changing all the time. You know, you have your 100
the pound variety.
Flat fall rig. I'd start off with like an 80-pound sinker rig, 60-pound sinker rig. Try to get away with 80, and then just some fly, like 50-pound fly line. You never know. Maybe we'll see some of that small fish or something. So
yeah. Good to have a 30-pound outfit, too.
Yeah, we have plenty of rod storage on the boat with 24 people, so you could bring 7 or 8 rods and have a spot for your rod.
Yeah. Jim, any comments on that?
No, I agree 100%.
Yeah. And then you said you have all Shimano Talikas for rental gear, too. How does that work? If somebody doesn't have the gear, how does the rental package work?
So you rent the rods for free. We just charge you to put a top shot on them.
Oh, okay.
That's how it works.
So it's a free rental. It's just you just pay for the line.
Exactly.
Yeah, pretty standard. Mm-hmm. And they're on the boat, or do you need to make special requests?
No, they're on the boat.
They're on the boat.
Yeah.
So if you get on the boat and you say, hey, I don't have the gear, we'll take care of you. Huh?
Yeah, most of the time on those day and a half trips, it's somebody doesn't have a 100-pound flat fall rod, so... We'll have that available.
You'll
for
make
everybody.
Sure that they.
How cool is that?
Pretty awesome.
Right?
And you have like Talica 20s for the flat fall rods.
Yep.
Oh, sweet!
Yeah, it's not something they have to go to the Seaforth office and rent or anything. You have it on the boat.
Yep. Yeah, it's also a good idea that if they're going on a 3 day trip or a longer trip like that, is when they call, and talk to Lindsay, whatever, say, hey, I need some rental gear. That way, the guys know what they need to have on the boat, and everything like that.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
All right. Let's jump back on the phones, Corey.
Let's talk to Bob. Bob from Lakeside. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations, IR, on your new ride.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brian kind of asked my question. I had a secondary question. I wanted to know about the history of the boat. I know a lot of the boats have changed names over the years, and I kind of wondered that. And I also wonder, like, when somebody comes back from an 8-day trip, and you may have, you know, 500 to 1,000 pounds worth of whole fish, what can you do, or can you donate some of that fish? Then you have an excess of fish if you don't have friends coming out of the woodwork to take it away from you.
It's a good question.
Yeah, Jim would probably know better than that. You can donate some of that fish, right?
Yeah, donations are not hard to get rid of. You know, we got Father Joe's down here also, but the processor takes the donations also. As far as you can dictate what fish you want processed and whatever like that, and dictate what you want to get donated to.
You have Sean from Fisherman's Processing dealing with it, and you can say, hey, you know, I want like four of those tuna over here and my other two over there.
Right. Absolutely.
You can deal with it that way.
Yeah, and then there's other places that'll take donations.
I'll tell you what, Bob, you can call me.
There you go.
with the product that's going to be coming off of the Player Supreme with LAR, I think I would, I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, we'll take it.
Right?
Yeah, the quality, the processing. You're saying that RSW fish hole in the Player Supreme is tuned and ready to go.
Yes, yeah. Ran all the equipment yesterday and everything's all
ready for
all day.
And it's going to be day and a half trips, day and a half, 3 day, and then longer, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's kind of the schedule there. And you're equipped to take all of the above.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. James from Mira Mesa has an interesting question, and he has a question for Rambo. That's you, Jim, right?
Yeah.
If we do see albacore at some point this season, what terminal tackle and line should I have in my tackle box to be ready? J-hook or circle hook? What size? Fluorocarbon? That's a good question because I don't remember.
Well, and it's crazy because typically it's dealing with smaller bait.
Yeah. Right. Most of the time it's dealing with smaller bait. So you're going to have to, your hook selection is going to go with your bait selection. You know, what kind of bait you have. But you want to have, I know this is probably, most people haven't seen, you want to have some rubber cores.
Okay.
Rubber core
sinkers.
Yes. Not sliders.
Not sliders. Now why?
Because the sliders knock the hooks. The albacore down there, they got a lot softer mouth. And, I mean, they just knock them. They bang on that hook.
Yeah.
You know? They bang on it, and they just knock them right
bang
out.
Bang that the hook right out.
Absolutely.
So rubber core.
But, you know, a 2-0 hook all the way down to...
J-hook or circle hook?
Either one.
Okay.
I like using a J-hook when we're fishing an albacore because it's in and out.
Okay. You know?
When they're biting, they're biting.
They're biting.
Yeah. The circle hook... I mean, you end up losing a lot of them. I mean, you're cutting them off.
Yeah.
You know, and the retie and stuff like that. J-hook most of the time will stick right in the corner.
Yeah. Just take the hook out, retie, you're good.
Go.
Yeah.
Go again.
Yeah.
As far as line size, you're 20, 25 pound, 30 pound.
Okay.
And then if they're biting really good, rope, chain, nails.
It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter.
Gaff hook.
Yeah.
Okay. What if we get chovy? That's
then you're
change
going down.
Right?
Yeah, you're going to go down to a number four or number two hook.
Yeah.
You know, and if you haven't fished with an anchovy, it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
anchovy
yeah.
is amazing bait.
It is.
You just have to know how to fish
everything
it.
Everything eats it. And fly liner. A lot of the rods now, you have to have one that's a little bit more parabolic.
So okay.
You can cast an anchovy with.
Yeah.
You know, and also a reel setup.
Right.
You know, that you can cast an anchovy with.
Right.
So, a 198 just comes to my mind when I think of albacore fishing.
Yep.
Like 15
old glass rod.
Pound, a 198.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hope we get to see it.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in.
Sure. I think Aliar would be too.
First day you're on the boat, the first year you're on the boat, get a season of albacore and bluefin and yellowfin and Dorado. We'll take it all.
Well, that's going to be the issue. You're going to have guys want to go catch 200 pound bluefin, and you're going to, you know,
let's go albacore fishing. Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, you know. Decisions, right?
That's right.
I hope we get those decisions.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump back in the phones.
Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Jay. Jay Cohn from Chula Vista. Thanks for joining us this morning, Jay. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Really, really excited to get out. Didn't really get to do much of the longer stuff last year. So my question is, y'all talked about the sinker rig. So when you're rigging that up, do you guys like a mono top shot and then fluoro to tip or braid the fluoro, or how are you guys rigging up for that sinker rig?
Oh, we can do it different ways. Some people fish straight spectra to a little piece of fluorocarbon, and you would just do it right above the spectra and fluorocarbon connection. Or some people like to fish, you know, 50 feet of mono to a fluorocarbon, but we typically do it right above the fluorocarbon connection if it's a small one, and it kind of stops it from going down there on the rubber band. So 4 or 5 feet above it, 3 feet. That's what we typically do, I'm sure, Jim.
That's a small top shot of fluoro.
Yeah.
That's when you're fishing that stuff.
Yeah.
But there's some guys that have a long top shot of fluoro.
Like what would be a long top shot?
Oh, I've seen guys with 100-yard top shots.
Top shot.
That's a long one.
And what's a short top shot?
3 feet.
Okay. All right. So anything in between that.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're making your rubber band connection with the sinker.
Right.
And what's really important is you don't want that sinker just hanging off of one eye of a torpedo sinker, because then it gets wrapped around other lines and stuff like that.
Yeah. Tangle.
Yeah. And where, if you got a rubber band on right, it's going to stay in that one position. That way you can,
so you rubber it and one side up, and then rubber band the other side.
The other side to the line tight, so it's right even with the line.
In line.
In line.
Yes.
Yeah.
In line. And then when it comes up, you can just yank it off.
You can yank it off, or you can, you know, you can pull on the rubber band and cut it if you need to.
Yeah.
You know, but most of the time, you can sit there and slide it down, you know, right
slide
to,
it right to the hook.
But you're not going to have the sinker up so high where you can't gaff the fish.
Right.
You know, so you can get the fish, gaff the fish, throw it on the deck. You know, you're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. All right. Good question. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. One quick text here I want to go through here. It's a good text, and it's from Cliff and Claire Pear, or Blossom Value, Pear Blossom, Blossom Value. On the Polaris Supreme photos, looks like some room for passengers to ride up top. I love sitting on the upper deck and some longer trips. Hard to find many of the boats. Is that possible, first of all?
That's they come up top.
Yeah, you can come up top.
Benches up there and cushions and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
I know they call it on the Royal Polaris, they call it the beach, right?
The beach.
Yeah, it's nice. Via a similar type of setup. Yeah. And then congrats on it looks like almost sold out all year. Can't wait to find the Cortez schedule. Can't seem to find the Cortez schedule on the C4th or Cortez site. Do you have a schedule up,
no.
Jim, on the Cortez?
There's
you don't.
Not a schedule.
You don't do schedule.
We don't do schedule.
You don't. You just call them up and just say, hey, can I come on the trip?
Yeah. Well, no, because we're 99% charter based.
Uh huh.
And then what openings we do get, if we can get in. You know, we have quite a few open party boats now.
But you fit it in that week.
I fit it in.
In that week.
We call in, you know, talk to Marcus or John or somebody and say, hey, you know, I got an opening for this area. Okay, well, they'll slide you in.
And you don't know that ahead of time. You just last minute kind of thing.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if we get one, it's going to be month to month.
Yeah.
You know, so when we start running, like in June, you know, I'll probably get something up there in June. But the other boats that are our open party boats are going to get first crack at running open party trips.
Right.
You know, and
hey, there's a reason, Jim, why you are booked with charters nearly through 99% of the year.
Well,
your same groups come back year to year.
Yes. We treat them well. We want them to come back.
Yeah.
And I look at it as, hey, these are my friends. You know?
Yeah, exactly. For sure. Yeah. And if sometimes your charter group need a body or two.
Right. Then they can get a hold of them. They can get a hold of me.
Call you.
Yeah, get a hold of me, and I'll put their name on it. Because there's always, sometime during the year, three or four charters. Hey, I need two more guys. I need one more guy. I need three more guys. And I'll try to set up that person if I know them with a certain group. You know, there's some groups I don't like to mix up.
Yeah.
You know, so.
How do we get a hold of you?
I'll call me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
619-203-2965.
All right. You know? Very good.
And, I'll be.
You'll kind of put them on a list.
I got my book in there. But yeah.
Yeah, you'll just say, okay, you want to get on the Cortez? Here's how you do it.
And there's a lot of good charters there. I only have two or three charters, but those guys want to go five or six times. So I get those guys on other trips.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's find out what's biting. Captain Dave Hines and your saltwater guides on the line.
One guy that I guarantee you remembers Rubber Core and 198, right? Hey, sponsored by. Yeah, hang on, Dave. You got to listen to this one. It's sponsored by Dana Lanning on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. I'm sure they'll have that albacore stuff for you too, Dave. Complete saltwater tackle shop, full Mexican licenses, California licenses, trips, six-pack charters, and more. For complete freshwater, check out East County Bait and Tackle at the end of the 67 in Maple View. You check out Dana Landing on Mission Bay next to the launch ramp. Check danalanding.com for more information.
And they carry MC swim baits at both locations, right?
Both,
Dana Landing and ECBT.
I stocked them up with a lot of stuff before that seminar yesterday.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a bunch of people. I'm sure
that was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, good time. Yeah, it was a great time. Hey, Captain Dave, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Jim, I was just thinking, got a couple rubber cords in your pocket.
Exactly.
You kneel down on the deck. You give it a couple rubs on that non-skid.
Get all shiny.
Put it, Oh, the good old days, the good old days. I can't imagine what it would be like to fish albacore with 15-inch sardines, though. I don't want to think about that. I don't want to think about that, but, hey, giant bluefin, how cool is that? And they're here, and they're coming, and good weather on its way. But one thing real quick. When 2015, I was running that Wild and Stack, and I called my buddy Todd Manser, and I go, hey, Todd, what is going on in that reel fund? What is going on over there, dude? Every time I see him, the boat looks like an umbrella. What's going on? He goes, oh, that's Aliar. He's just like you and I, Hanson. He's just like you and I when we were his age. He has it. He's got it. He wants it. He's got it. He's you and I when we were his age. I'm like, you're kidding me. No wonder. Look at that reel fund. The thing looks like an umbrella every day. So, Aliar, congratulations. I mean, guys, if you haven't booked a trip without, let me tell you, there's not going to be spots left. He's known as the guy. Frank picked the right guy. You got it. Aliar, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.
Unbelievable. He was so good on that reel fund at whopping 7 knots. Out there fishing that tuna with us, and he was on it.
Yeah,
he was in it. So you can imagine what it's like with a boat with two motors.
Yeah.
But Catalina, we had a little break in the weather, gang. There was a sign of some sea bass up there on the west end. A little bit of fish caught there. A little bit of yellowtail in the middle of the backside of the island. That bonita's on the front side. The biggest problem on the front side of the island is right now, not a lot of coverage. Most boats are fishing rockfish, so you have all those animals over there. Just a phenomenal amount of sea lions. I know they're almost extinct, but boy, oh boy, are they hanging out at Catalina. So there's a lot of sea lions to deal with over there, but there's still a lot of bonita there, which bodes really well for what's going on. And then look at what's going on at the Coronados. A phenomenal amount of yellowtail over there. I mean, man, all we need is that weather. Like, we're all talking the last hour and a half about this weather. If we just get that weather to lay down, gang, like Gundy said, hang on to your hat. It's everything's set. The table's set. Pico was telling you there's a little bit of bass starting to bite. Rockfish, yeah, we know that thing's biting. But, man, if this weather just calms down and gives us a couple of weeks, it's going to be insane. So keep an eye on Fish Dope because Danny and Jeff and Jason, they're on to this. They got it for you, you private boater guys. You want to know what's going on, make sure you check Fish Dope. And that's pretty much my report for today.
Wow, sounds good. And, of course, fishdope.com, I've been watching it. They are on it. They tell you how to, where to, what to, on everything, whether it's offshore, inshore, Catalina, Coronados. They've got it all. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. $20 code, hook up now. And how do we find you, Captain Dave?
One other thing, Pete. I was listening to John Ireland talking about that yellowtail. Well, it slid over here. It's right at the point. It's really good fishing. We got 72-degree water. Yeah, there's really good yellowtail fishing right at the point right now. Gray bite and then an evening bite, and it's pretty good fishing, and it's a lot of that 20, 25-pound fish right at the point.
Wow, and what's water temp there?
72 to 74.
Wow. Well, sounds
but
like
it's very, very green on the outside. Very green right now.
All right. Well, if you're going to Cabo, there you go. Go catch some yellow.
Yes, sir. And check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. I'm taking Kelly yellowtail fishing tonight, so you might see her with big yellow tonight.
All right. Good luck, Dave. Thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that report.
All right. Thanks,
yeah.
Guys.
And,
all right, yeah, it's good times for sure. I love that kind of report. And it's sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives, made from a high-carbon steel, which holds a great edge and is easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more information. Get the Fish Pro Series at Fishman's Processing, yeah. or you can check them out today.
Yeah, at the Crossroads of the West Gun Show
in Orange County.
Yeah, Orange County Fairgrounds. It's going on last day today, Heidi and Don will be there with an Ands and Eyes booth. It's all outside. What a beautiful day to have an outside show.
Right? Perfect.
So Crossroads of the West Gun Show outside today. Go see the Ands and Eyes guys. Tell Heidi and Don hi from Let's Talk Hookup and go get some of those great Ands and Knives. Let's go ahead and jump back into those jam-packed phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. Earlier we dropped them. Let's try Fred. Fred from Sun City, are you with us this time, Fred? Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hey, absolutely,
we got
Fred.
You, Fred.
Hello. Okay. Hey, I got like a crystal ball question for Alihar. I've been talking to Jim about booking a five-day trip on Polaris Supreme, the end of the year, the New Year's trip, five-day. And I'm just wondering what type of fishing do you possibly see us doing on that?
I'd say either Guadalupe or Bluefin, hopefully one of the two. One of the two, if we get the permits and fishing's good over there, we'll go over there. And last year they had really good fishing on that Christmas five-day.
Oh, yeah.
Bluefin fishing, yeah. Really good.
Good stuff.
So no coastal-type fishing?
And you might fish rockfish the last day or something, but if you fish close enough for that bluefin, you could even fish bluefin on your last day of fishing, depending on where that fish is. And if the bluefin's available, we'd definitely rather do that.
Yeah, I mean, you'd rather have the bluefin or Guadalupe, and that coastal would be more secondary to it all.
Yeah, if the weather's too bad or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Thanks a lot, Fred.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No question. All right, appreciate you calling back, Fred. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Jeff. Jeff from Huntington Beach. Good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. I just want to say that one thing I like about the Cortez is the captain. It's been a long time, but about 11 years ago, me and my buddies had a bluefin bite, yellowfin bite, yellowtail, albacore. And then I got a little ADD, woke up in the middle of the night. Sorry, Jim, for picking your boat. Humboldt squid picking on blue shark. What a trip. Oh. What a captain. Shoulder to shoulder. Jim, you're the man. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Oh. You remember that one, Jim?
Yeah, we have fun, yes.
Yeah, fun.
Good stuff.
That's cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, we're going to be back more with good stories from Jim on the Cortez and Aliar from the Polaris Supreme when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app and a Mightier 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
This is
is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedro Sport Fishing, and now also La Bacana Sport Fishing. From world-class yellowtail and calicos at Cedro's to grouper and estuary fishing at La Bacana. Our Cedro's Lodge is nestled on the cliff's edge, and the bungalows at La Bacana are within steps to the Pacific Ocean. Both trips depart through the CBX in San Diego, and the flights are direct. Two awesome destinations with the same great service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at CedroSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, we're having such a fun time with Ali R, Flair Supreme, and Jim from the Cortez.
Yeah, and phones have been packed.
They have been.
Texts are overflowing. It's here's a good text from Stephen Elsinore. I was out yesterday rock fishing, and the majority of my fish I caught were throwing up this clear stuff. Any idea what that stuff is? Seems to be a main diet right now.
I know exactly.
You do?
They are. They're called salps.
Salps, yeah.
Yeah.
Salps.
Yep. Jim
knows.
It's
been around for a few years, a lot of it.
Yeah. It's just, they're transparent. I think, don't quote me, I'm not a biologist, but I think they are like the largest single-celled organism,
yes, I think, I believe. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and they kind of, there's different kinds of them.
Yes.
Sometimes they get in a chain.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you see them and you look at them in the water, and sometimes you think, oh, that's jellyfish. No, it's it's a chain of salps.
You'll see it so thick. We saw it so thick at San Clemente last year at going into the evening that you couldn't meet or fish underneath it.
Really?
Or see it through the sonar.
Yeah. Really?
The screens are going to turn red underneath. You couldn't see
it. And it's all salp.
It's all salp.
Wow.
Very interesting.
And the rockfish are eating them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess there's some nutrition in it.
There's nutrition in everything in the water, in salt water. So
doesn't matter.
Yeah, something.
And
yeah.
I've seen that. I've totally seen that. But here's what's interesting is imagine like an upper water column, like top 40 fathom, top 20 fathom water column type of organism that the rockfish are eating down in 40, 50 fathom.
It's way down there,
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you've seen it down there on at the bank.
Oh, yeah.
It's boxfish.
Boxfish, yeah.
They look like nothing. Uh-huh. They're clear.
Yeah.
You know?
And they suck them up.
They suck them up. You know?
Yeah. So. What always amazed me about down at the bank is when they eat those puffer fish.
Right? Oh,
that's like the best, right?
It is. Yes.
Have you ever seen that further north, or is that just kind of a thing down south?
I've never tried it further north.
Yeah.
Puffer fish bite. I mean, you go around scooping things and you hook them on.
Yeah.
And you drop a sinker down with them and you get a bite.
Yeah, I get a bite.
I don't know why, but that sounds like something Roy.
I
don't know why.
Roy invented that?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Hey, let's put this pufferfish on here and see if it gets bit.
Oh, we've hung triggerfish on the kite. We put everything. We've tried everything on the kite.
Triggerfish? They eat triggerfish?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man. That's got to be
Jim.
Funny. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Let's
Corey,
do
they're
it,
jammed
Pete.
Up.
Yeah, they are. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny calling from L.A. Good morning, Johnny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, you guys. I got a quick question for you. Recently inherited an older Saber rod, about a Gardena, custom-made Gardena. And I wanted to compare it. It's a 6.5, 50 to 100-pound rod. But I was looking, it's got a roller at the tip and one at the bottom, the seat. I was wondering if I should convert that and take those out and put eyelets in there to make it more towards a tuna fishing rod. What do you guys think? Or just
what's your
put
thought,
the thing
Jim,
up on
that?
The wall?
Saber's like roller stripper, right?
Yeah.
It's just two rollers, yeah, one at the tip and one at the base.
I think it would take, like, Ricky or somebody to look at it.
Yeah, because
bring it in.
The Sabers haven't been made for a long time, and they are good rods.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, solid glass
it's
rods.
It's a great condition.
Is it the yellow one or is it the brown?
It's the browner, yeah.
The browner ones? So that's a newer Sabers.
Yeah.
Newer of the older Sabers.
No, I mean,
we've seen a lot of them with
from the 80s.
Yeah.
It's a glass rod. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of fish been caught on those.
Yeah.
But I think your best option, Johnny, without seeing it in hand, is to bring it into a shop.
To a rod builder.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're in the L.A. area, the Long Fin would be a good one.
Great rod builders there.
Save on Tackle, too, if you're closer to there. Yeah. You know, they've got some really good guys.
All right.
Or bring it down to Ricky.
Yeah, I hope that helps you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go jump back into it.
Let's do it, Pete. Rich. Rich from Bradley. Thanks for joining us this morning, Rich.
Oh, you're welcome. Good morning. You started out the show this morning talking about trying to balance between light enough line to get bit and heavy enough line to actually get the fish in without getting broken off. And with that in mind, I'm wondering about with your top shot of fluorocarbon, you said you want to maybe start out with 80. So I'm wondering, do you want to balance that out with, does it have to be 80-pound braid or heavier, or would you'd be okay with, say, 60 or 65-pound braid? So I want, maybe you can cover some of the bases on mixing and matching your sizes of braid and your fluorocarbon. And where do you think the difference is in getting bit on the length of your piece of fluorocarbon?
Well, typically we fish, like, say, you're fishing 80-pound fluoro, we like to see at least 80-pound braid on there. And even a little bit heavier, like 100-pound braid and 80-pound fluoro. We've seen it mixed up. We carry a lot of different passengers. We've seen people do 60-pound braid and 80-pound fluoro, and they've landed fish. But we typically like to see, you know, 100-pound braid, 80-pound fluoro, at the very least, 80-pound braid, 80-pound fluoro. But I think a little bit heavier braid is the way to go. Some of the best fishermen we carry, they fish straight spectra to 4 feet of a fluorocarbon.
Really? Just a very short piece?
Some of the best rod and reelers we carry.
Real
fly lines make it much better, right?
Yeah, and sinker rig fishing, they fish it like that. And if you're fly line fishing, I wouldn't, you know, I probably, for what we do, if you can get a bite on 80, that'd be awesome. But that sinker rig fishing, it seems like you can get a better bite with heavier gear. Last year I was telling everybody to fish 60-pound, and we were losing quite a bit of fish, and some of the crew members were like, let's just try 80, and I was actually scared to do it because I just wanted to keep the boat. You know, we hook consistent. We were hooking them on 60-pound, and we put 80-pound on, and there was not a very big difference at all.
Awesome.
We started landing more fish. We would land them quicker. You know, it seemed like if somebody was working at it and, you know, coming up slow in the water column, you know, just keeping a bait on there, they were getting just as much bites.
That's awesome.
When do you switch to a sinker rig from a fly line rig?
Sometimes it depends on how I'm seeing the fish.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I'm bluefin are so interesting. Some days they bite the sinker rig and you can't get a kite bite, you know what I mean? And it's vice versa. Everything's going on. So typically it seems like the earlier fish, you know, sinker rig fishing, the fish are deeper and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you get on a school, throw some bait on it, it boils up a little bit. All right, guys, some of you guys maybe try fly lining, you know. And sometimes we say that, and the guy, they're biting, they're boiling around, but you can't catch them
on fly line.
Yeah,
it's, but you put a sinker on, and then you catch them on a sinker.
Yeah, or you just get more bites, you know. They're so challenging. They're so different, you know. That's why
windy,
I like
windier days, too.
Yeah.
Windier days,
yeah,
sinker rig?
Sinker rig,
okay,
yeah.
All right. Some good tip. Hey, thanks a lot for the good questions. Thanks a lot for the call. Andrew has a question for Aliar. Aliar, do you plan to do kite rotate? How do you plan to do the kite rotation on the Player Supreme? And what rods and reels do you use for your kite rigs? And do you supply them?
Yeah, we supply all the rods and reels.
Okay.
Yeah, we use Tiagra 30s and 50s.
Wow, the big stuff.
The big stuff, yeah. And as far as day and a half trips go, I'm probably going to do it just like we did on the Pacifica. We just put everybody's tag in a bag and we just shake it up, and we just carry it on the upper deck, and we'll just have somebody pick one. You know, yeah. We just try to do it real quick, and then we'll cross that person out. I think on the longer trips, talking to Tommy, the way they were doing it is 30 minutes they'd rotate. Every 30 minutes they'd rotate. But I think on the day and a half trips, to give everybody a fair shot, we'll do it that way.
Okay. Which is totally fair, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're up on the kite for 30 minutes, that's
All right, good stuff. Let's jump back on the phones.
How about Steve? Steve from Fallbrook. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Question for the captains. Thank you, sir. Assuming ideal conditions, where's your favorite destination, and what's your favorite target, and the length of trip that you prefer?
That's a good question.
For us on the Cortez, the length of trips, my favorite part is 2.5 day. You get 2 full days of fishing. As far as the last five, six, 7 years, my destination's up here in the local area, you know, Clemente, Cortez Bank. It's been the zone. From the corner all the way up to San Clemente, Santa Barbara Island. That's my zone right there. I think the last four years, we fished Mexico probably 10 times.
That's crazy, you know? Isn't it?
Yeah, it's been all up here for us for the most part. But that's just recently, you know, last 5 years.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. A good text here. Can you speak to the availability of fish processing at Seaforth? Will Fisherman's Processing come over there and such, Aliar?
Yeah, they're going to be there. They're going to be every trip, I think.
Every trip.
As well. Yeah,
okay.
And Mario's is going to be there. So every trip, you'll have a choice between the three of them.
A choice between all three of the processors.
Yes.
And they'll all be at Seaforth, especially for the long trips that the players.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, even day and a half?
Absolutely. We're going to not cut fish on these day and a half trips. We don't want to pump the water out of the well. You know, we want to keep your fish nice. So we're just going to go straight long range and keep your fish in that well.
Yeah. So you're not going to flay.
We're not going to flay.
Yeah. And versus on the Cortez, you flay, right?
If they want, yeah.
If they want.
Yeah, yeah.
And will the processes come on the Cortez,
too?
Oh,
yeah. We call them up. They'll be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And most of our groups arrange it before they even leave because they know what the situation is over there.
Okay.
You know, so they'll have, you know, Five Star, they'll have Fisherman's Processing, or they'll have Mario's come down.
Yeah. All right.
Nice to know.
All right. Very good.
I like it.
Get back in the phones,
Corey. Let's do it, Pete. Let's talk to Richard. Richard from Marietta. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to congratulate Aliar and say he's the man. I've fished with him ever since. Real fun up there in Dana killing tuna last year. We were limited in 3 hours on bluefin in May. And I just wanted to ask him, what's his favorite fish to catch and to target? And I know how he's got his demeanor. He's very, very cool and collected, but he's always running and gunning as soon as they stop biting.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And my favorite fish to catch is bluefin. I don't even like to rod and reel catch them. I like chasing around on the sonar. I like looking for them with my eyes. But to me, if I had all the money in the world, I'd just get a boat with a good sonar, and I'd just go out there and look for them with my eyeballs and chase them around. They're my favorite fish. Yeah.
They're challenging.
Oh, yeah, they're challenging. You can catch them at 2 in the morning. You know, we had to stop last year for 100 at 10 o'clock at night, all flatfall fish.
Really?
We drove away from it, yeah.
Really?
We had quite a few stops like that last year in the dark. So
just to hunt, to be able to hunt them down, figure them out, and put your passengers on the fish is rewarding.
Yeah, they're squirrely, and sometimes people are like, oh, these things aren't in the mood. They're running away from the boat, and I've chased them for a half a mile, and I finally got them we finally got on them, and little bite there. Yeah.
So when you found that school at 10 o'clock at night, were you chasing it?
I chased them around for a quarter mile, and they were... I was going all over the place. They slowed down for a little bit. I started getting close to him where I thought I was going to get over him. And they started going again, and finally they just stopped. I got over him and caught, I think, 102 out of it in an hour.
And how did you get him to stop? You started throwing bait or no?
No, we don't throw bait at night.
No.
I just turned my lights on right away, and I just watched the fish break. I would type all of them, and they just broke up.
Wow.
And it was pretty
fast.
And
then it was game on, huh?
Yeah, we had quite a few stops where we had, you know, 50 or 100 fish last year in the dark where we drove away from them.
Wow.
You know, what's cool? I mean, I have to mention is just hearing like Rich from Marietta, but hearing Frank call in, and hearing Pika, hearing Gundy, hearing Hanson, Dave Hanson, hearing all of these guys just nothing but praises and patting on the back, and just stoked for you to have the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah,
you know?
It's really cool.
It's really, really neat to hear.
Yeah, great opportunity. What about you, Jim? What's your favorite fish to chase?
I like them all.
You like them all. You like biting fish, right?
Yes, we like biting fish. But there was a couple of days up there. We're north of Clemente, in between Clemente and Santa Barbara. And Allie was running a boat, and I was on my boat. And he was running. And I said, geez, where are you going so fast for? Because I'm trying to chase a school. He was chasing that thing down. And I said, well, I'm going to get right behind him then.
Perfect. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Have a good text here from Chuck. He says, I'm going on your three-day Aliar on May 31st. And do I bring everything, 30-pound, 100-pound? What's tackle storage like? And he can't wait to go fishing on the Polaris Supreme with you.
Yeah, for that trip, I would definitely bring everything. Last year, I think it was May 28th, we took the boat out to make flying fish. We had a couple stops, 28 miles just outside the point here. We caught a couple 150-pound, 200-pound bluefin. This is just me and two crew members. And we actually caught some yellowfin.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'd definitely bring an assortment of everything for that trip. And we have plenty of rod storage on the boat. Like I said, we only take 24.
Shortage.
No shortage. You can bring 10 rods, whatever you want, but definitely bring everything. I'd even bring 25-pound or 100-pound probably.
Yeah. And I see here also that there's spots available on that trip, too, a three-day. You have a bunch of 3 days in April, too, with spots available, a bunch of day and a half with spots available.
Yeah.
And then that trip, those trips in May, there's spots available. You have some that are already full, but that Memorial Day special has and that's a great deal. $1,000 for a 3 day?
Yeah.
And that's all inclusive, right?
I think meals are included. You just got to pay for the
You got to pay for the permits. Yeah. And what would be the permits?
One of the rainbow, like 10 bucks.
Yeah, they're $12-$15
a day. It's on the minimum.
Because it's different when you go, talk about that, because it's different when you go from a day and a half to a 3 day because it's an excursion permit, right?
It goes over excursion permit.
So if you can have if you're fishing California waters,
right?
You can have a California fishing license and you're fine on a day and a half, no additional permit. Right. But when you're on a multiple day trip that's 3 days or longer, you need a special excursion permit, right?
Well, California waters, you got to have a different paper we need to file that operator's going to file for a multi-day.
Prior to the trip.
Yes, for a multi-day. Because if you come in from 4 days or whatever, you got 4 days of the limits. And if Fish and Game's looking at you, we don't believe you're out there for 4 days.
Right. Yeah.
So you have a multi-day
permit.
It's like $4.99 or something like that. It charges us, and we get it for the boat.
Yeah.
For each one. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here at PolarisSpring.com. There's a lot of full trips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just stoked. I mean, for somebody to get on, I've said it twice already, but to get on that first trip, the inaugural trip out of Seaforth this Friday night.
Yeah.
With the slick weather we're having this week and slick weather reported for Saturday. I mean, it does not line up any sweeter.
That's going
to
be
the first one to put a fish on that boat.
Right?
There you go.
All right. Let's try and sneak in another call, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Brandon? Brandon from Long Beach. Good morning, Brandon.
Thanks for joining us, Brandon.
Good morning, guys. How's it going? You guys can hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Gotcha. All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Glad you guys are back on the radio. So, my questions have already been answered, but I just want to thanks for having me on. And kind of a novice question here, but as far as live bait goes and hooking, you guys do butt hook or nose hook?
That's a good question. What's your favorite way to hook a sardine?
It depends what the school's doing.
Yeah.
Or the sinker rig or no sinker rig.
Rig, it seems like a couple people like to shoulder hook them, you know?
Yeah.
Or nose hook them.
Nose hook the sinker.
And what's your favorite way to hook a sardine, Jim?
There's three different ways.
Okay.
You're going to butt hook them, you're going to nose hook them, or you're going to shoulder hook them.
Okay.
You know? Yeah. And depending on what situation is, every situation is a little bit different.
And
fish is right underneath the boat, and it's biting. If you butt hook it, it's an instant bite.
Yeah.
You know, if you pick the right bait.
Because the bait's going to go straight down.
You're using a sinker, and you're on long soaks. You might want to hook them through the nose or through the shoulder.
Okay.
And you're on long soaks where your bait's having to get 25, 30, 40, 50 yards away from the boat, 100 yards away from the boat. You want long soaks, you're going to nose hook it or shoulder hook it. And if you're using a sinker, you want to use a nose hook because that sinker's going to be pulling that thing down.
Pulling it down. All right. So. Good stuff. Thanks a lot for the phone call this
morning. All right, Brandon. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to find out who's won this day and a half trip. You're going to be one on the first trip out of Seaforth on the Polaris Supreme and 2 half-day tickets when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app in the Mightier 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1 1/2 to 5-day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Winner of the day and a half trip on the Polaris Supreme.
Oh,
Jeff.
Man, here we go.
Jeff, I know.
Jeff from Orange County. Yeah, he's congratulations,
got Jeff. He's got a chance to go on that first trip.
Yes, you want.
Night.
Yeah, if you want to go, you know, that's your choice.
If somebody wants to join that trip, they call Lindsay or call the office.
Yeah, you can call the office. You can call Lindsay. Lindsay's number is 619-706-3634. You give Seaforth Atlanta a call, 619-224-3383, or just go on PolarisSupreme.com.
That's perfect.
You can book it online right
there. Yeah, you can book right online.
Yeah, because I know there's going to be a lot of guys, gals that want to be on that trip.
Yeah.
And the other lucky winner of the 2 half-day passes out to Seaforth, somebody's going to be totally stoked, is Fred. Fred from Sun City.
All right. Congratulations. And thanks to all the callers and thanks to all the techs just flooded with them. And thanks a lot to Andrew back there because he had a busy morning this morning for sure. So thanks, Andrew, for handling all of that stuff. Jim, thank you for taking the time to come in, hang out with Aliar and Corey and myself. And always a great time. And if somebody wants to jump aboard the Cortez, how do we do that?
You're going
to
give me a call at 619-203-2965 or give Seaforth a call, and I'll have a schedule of what we're going to do and what we're going to have. Hopefully we can get some open party trips here up.
Coming
here
up. You're going to be ready to go here soon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're ready to rock.
We're still a few weeks away.
If things start biting, you're on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be, we'll be chomping just everybody else.
Yeah, all right. And Aliar, once again, Polaris Supreme, if we want to get on the boat, get on a day and a half trip, 3-day trip, or any longer trips, you better get on it because looking at the schedule, they're filling up quickly because the word's semi out, it's really out now about Aliar for sure. So how do we do that?
Give Lindsay a call at 619-706-3634, or you can just go on PolarisSupreme.com.
All right. And if you want to do your own charter, there are some charter days available.
Absolutely.
And those won't last for long.
Yeah, you talk to Lindsay there. She'll get you all set up.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you're on at Seaforth Landing, so
yep. With all the free parking.
All that stuff, yep. Both of you yep. Over there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very
great
much.
Great job.
Thank you.
And again, thanks to Andrew and thanks to Adam for all he does on the app. And we'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday, Sean and Kristen Sebring from Fisherman's Processing is going to be talking about that new location and all the great stuff from Fisherman's Processing. Then next Sunday, Carl Schmidt from Fisherman's Land is going to be here to talk about all the great fish that are coming aboard the boat next weekend during this great weather. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.